الحمد لله وكفى سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون الى جهنم وبئس المهاد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللہ تعالی says قل للذين كفروا O Prophet of Allah say to those who disbelieve ستغلبون that you shall soon be overcome وتحشرون and shall be gathered الى جهنم in the hellfire وَبِكْسَ الْمِحَادِ and it is an evil bed to rest. Mihad is a resting place. It is an evil resting place, this hellfire. The Mufassirin of the commentators of the Quran have said that this ayah was revealed after the Battle of Badr. When the Muslims won the Battle of Badr, the Jews across Medina Munawwara they started talking to each other and they started boasting about themselves. And they used to say that the Muslims won that battle because these pagans of Makkah, they had no technique of fighting. And they were very, very weak. And we, the Jews, we know the techniques of fighting and we are very strong. And the only reason why they won this battle of Badr was because the opponents were weak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when you listen to these things, tell these kafar, tell these disbelievers, that we shall also overcome you as well. And then Allah ta'ala says, tell them, وَتُحْشُرُونَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ and Allah is going to gather you in the hellfire. وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ and it is a very evil bed. In a hadith it comes that the Jahannam, the hellfire, has 7 levels. The Prophet ﷺ says that this hellfire is very deep and it has 7 levels. And the last level, the lowest level is for the munafiqeen. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ that the munafiqeen will be in the lowest level. And the level above that is the level for the Jews. And then the level above that is the level for the fire worshippers. And then the level above that is the level for the sun worshippers, the Majusis. And the level above that is the level for the Christians. No, for the Mushrikeens. And then the Christians. And the 7th level, the topmost level, is for the sinning Muslims. So it is not as if no Muslim is going to go into the hellfire. The one who sins, Allah Ta'ala is going to account him for the sins that he has done. It is such a deep place that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained how deep this Jahannam and how big this Jahannam is. And the Sahaba, they were sitting with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they heard a loud bang. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, when they heard this loud bang, they all questioned, O Prophet of Allah, we don't see anything hitting anything else. What is this? This loud band. And the Prophet ﷺ said that this was a stone that was thrown in the hellfire. And it was thrown 70 years ago. And now, today, it reached the bottom of that hellfire. When it touched the bottom, the noise that it made, this is the noise that you're hearing. So this is how deep this Jahannam, this hellfire is going to be. And then the Prophet ﷺ says that on the day of judgment, this hellfire will be like a rebellious animal. And it will be so humongous. And will be full of fire. And when this hellfire is going to breathe, then flames would come out and those flames would land on the head of the sinners. And on the day of judgment, everybody is going to look at this hellfire. And this hellfire will be so big that 18 angels will hold it. And with each of those angels will be 70,000 other angels that will be holding this. And this hellfire is going to, you know, is going to hit each one of them and will just move on. And it will come and will go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it will say that, blessed is the Lord who has created me for the sinners. And then wherever it would go, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, wherever the hellfire would go, it would crush everything, it would break everything. And this is how it is going to be. And Allah Ta'ala says that, O Prophet of Allah, tell them that we are going to gather these Jews in this hellfire. So there are seven layers and seven different communities in the hellfire. Once, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they saw, because the general tartib or the general way of the Prophet ﷺ was, every day the Prophet ﷺ would sit with the Sahaba after Fajr prayers. And the Prophet ﷺ would say to them, would tell them some things about the deen. Or sometimes the Prophet ﷺ would ask the Sahaba about the dreams that they have seen. But it so happened once that for 3 continuous days, the Prophet ﷺ would not sit with the Sahaba. And before that, it used to happen after Fajr prayers, the Prophet ﷺ would sit with them, sometimes after Zuhur prayers. Sometimes the Prophet ﷺ would sit in the masjid from Maghrib to Isha. And they would spend a lot of time with the Prophet ﷺ. But now it had happened for 3 days that the Prophet ﷺ would just come, pray the first prayer and would go back in his chambers. And they would see that the Prophet ﷺ was visibly not happy, very, very emotionally drained and in a state of sorrow. And would not even look up to any of the Sahaba. And the Prophet's best friend, Abu Bakr Siddiq, he would not even talk to him as well. So then the Sahaba, they felt very disturbed about this. And they were thinking that they should talk to the Prophet ﷺ. Then why you have left us and you're not talking to us? And they could not figure out how they could do this. Because there was a sense of awe about the Prophet ﷺ. They could not just go up to the Prophet ﷺ. So there was a lot of respect for the Prophet ﷺ. So finally, they came up with this answer, that they would go to the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, Fatima radiallahu anha, and they would request her that you ask your father. And the father, would answer the daughter. So they went up to her, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and Fatima Zahra radiallahu anhu, both of them, they came in the house of the Prophet ﷺ, and they also saw the Prophet ﷺ was visibly in a state of sorrow. And the eyes were red, as if somebody has cried for a long time. And finally the doctor asked, "Oh my beloved father, what is it? You are not talking to anyone for the last 3 days. What happened?" And he answered that, I remember the time of Mi'raj when I was taken up to meet the Lord, and on that trip I was shown the Jannah, I was shown the gardens, and I was also shown this hellfire. And I am continuously thinking about the hellfire. And this has made me very sorrowful. And she asked, she was the daughter, so she asked, what is it that you are remembering? And he said, that the first thing that I remember, and he explained, that I saw people who had huge lips. The face was normal, but the lips were big. And the lips would be cut with scissors. And they would scream loudly. And I was in a state of shock, so I asked Jibreel, oh Jibreel, who are these people in the hellfire? And he said, oh Prophet of Allah, these are the people, these are the sermon givers of your ummah. People who teach other people the deen of Islam, they teach them and they do not practice themselves. So today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cutting their lips. Then he said that I was very depressed to see this. And in a hadith also it comes that on the day of judgment, there will be people who will be taken into the Jannah, in the gardens. And while going towards the Jannah, they will see some people going towards the hellfire. And when they will see them, they will recognize them, that these are my teachers who taught me the deen. Allah. And they will scream. That, wait, how are you going into the hellfire? You are the ones who taught me the deen, and it is because of you that I am successful today. And they will be crying. And they will say that, yes, I taught you, but I did not practice myself. And after stealing this incident, the Prophet ﷺ, tears were rolling out of the eyes of the Prophet ﷺ. And then the Prophet ﷺ explained that there was another group of people that I saw. And this group of people were those people who had long nails, very long nails. And these long nails, with these nails, they were scratching their own chest. And the scratch was so humongous scratch that blood would come out. Blood would gush out of the chest. And the Prophet ﷺ said that I was disturbed by this whole view towards these people. And I asked Jibreel, who are these people? That they are killing themselves. And the Prophet ﷺ, and Jibreel replied, O Prophet of Allah, these are those people who would backbite. And who would strip other people of their respect. They will talk about other people and they will disrespect people among different groups of people. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said that I saw a few people. In another hadith, it said that when I went when I was shown this Jahannam, I saw certain people whose faces were like the faces of the pigs, and the bodies were the bodies of donkeys. And I asked Jibreel, who are these people? There's something human about them, but their faces like pigs, and their bodies are like donkeys. And Jibreel replied, O Prophet of Allah, these are the people used to lie in the world and used to backbite in the world. And this is the situation Allah has put them on the Day of Judgment. So we think that lying and backbiting and slandering is not something big. weak hai. So this tongue has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not ours, it is Allah's. We have to use it exactly the way Allah wants us to use. So it has been given us for some time, so we use it properly. That is why the famous hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, Al-Ghibatu Ashaddu Min As-Zina. The backbiting is even worse than zina, worse than adultery. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to say that if I need to backbite, if there comes a situation where I have to backbite, then I will backbite my own mother. Somebody asked the Shaykh, why would you backbite your own mother? He said, if I have to backbite, then I will backbite my own mother. Because the amount of good deeds that you will have to give on the day of judgment is just such a big amount, I will not give these bags of good deeds to anybody else other than my own mother. So the biggest loser on the day of judgment is going to be a person who will come with lots of bags of good deeds, and he had backbited other people, he had lied to other people, he had taken goods from other people and not returned them back, he had hukuk, he had rights of other people on his head, and all of his deeds will be taken away from by other people. So that is the person the Prophet ﷺ is the miskeen on the day of judgment. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that, I also saw a group of women, and they were all standing there, and they were angels in the hellfire. And while they were standing, their skins were being detached from the body, and they were screaming. And the Prophet ﷺ said, I could still hear their screaming. And I asked Jibreel, what have they done? And the Prophet ﷺ, and the Jibreel replied that, O Prophet of Allah, these are the women who used to commit zina during their lifetimes. In the world, they used to commit zina. They would come out of their houses by dressing up well. They would entice other men. And their skins are being taken out of their bodies, being detached from their bodies. And then after being detached, they will be thrown into this place where all these such bodies, out of which, you know, bad smell is coming out, they will be placed there. And there will be such bad smell that nobody would be able to stand that smell. There will be such a smell that people will die of that smell. That is why in a hadith it comes that when a person who commits adultery, when he will enter into the hellfire, his smell would be so bad that all the people of hellfire will reprimand him. He said, you made our hellfire even worse than what it is because of the smell that would come out of that person. That is why the Quran Allah says, La taqrabu zina. Don't even come near zina. And the Prophet ﷺ said that not only your private parts commit zina, your eyes even commit zina, your ears commit zina. When you talk to the non-mahram women, your ears are committing zina, your tongues are committing zina, your eyes committing zina. And when you walk towards the non-mahram, your legs are committing zina.